This is a demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard entitled Patching Up 3D Crisscross Cases. This demonstration was given in 1962 as a television auditing demonstration on the St. Hill Special Briefing Course. This is Pro-TR Series Tape Number 3, copyright 1962 by L. Ron Hubbard in the United Kingdom, copyright 1978 by L. Ron Hubbard in the United States of America. All rights reserved. Unauthorized duplication, translation, transcription, importation, and distribution is a violation of applicable laws. This tape is 54 minutes long, reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, Jim. You better have a seat. We'll see what you're up to here and into.
Yeah, let's do that.
I was particularly interested in this one, Jim, because of the level it was found on.
Yes,
it seemed to me to be quite disastrous if we didn't get that level straight. All right, so I want to find out how good that is or isn't. All right, pick up the cans, would you? Is it all right with you if I do a check over on this?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. Give those cans a squeeze. Give them a squeeze. Yeah, I mean, this is a bit down, isn't it?
I don't know.
Why?
I was shaking like a leaf.
What are you upset about? I don't get any reaction here, being upset particularly.
Okay.
But
having this is down.
You're having this, it seems to be down. What's your having this process?
What's the condition of that so-and-so?
I see.
At least that was up until today, and Jan said I'd outgrown it. And now we have something like, I just point out something around here you can have, or something like that. Fairly a straight process.
Oh, yeah.
Have I made this clear?
Point out something you could have? Look around here and find something
Look around here and find something you could have. At work this morning, up until then we've been using, what's the condition of that, so-and-so?
You don't mind my doing something about this, do you?
No, be delighted.
Is it all right if I give you a very short session on it?
Yes, of course.
Not in model session?
Is that all right?
All right, let's check this one over here. Give me another can, please. All right. When you squeeze the can, just let them sit there relaxedly. All right, now just press on them. Attaboy. All right, that's good. All right. Here is the first command.
Okay.
Look around here and find something you could have.
Your wristwatch.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
This ashtray?
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
That camera.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The balance.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The jacket on the bed.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
Yes, I like these curtains. I could have those.
All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
Feels better already. That door.
All right. Squeeze the cans, would you? All right. Let's try it again. Squeeze them. All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
Your necktie?
Okay. Look around here and find something you could have.
Your binocular case.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
The frame of that picture.
All right. Squeeze the cans, will you? Aye, aye. You're getting a little more attention on this.
Good.
All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
This lamp.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
That biro pen.
Good.
Pen. Right.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The telephone.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The green vase.
All right. Squeeze the cans, would you? All right. That's fluky. That's fluky. that contracts and expands. You're having this. It loosens it for a moment and then contracts it for a moment. Have you got any invalidations on having this process? Yeah, what is that?
Well, this has been used and turned down in favor of the condition of that thing.
Oh, I see. All right.
You know, when we ran through a couple to see which would work, and the condition one loosened up the needle, and those that Jan tried prior to that tightened the needle, and this was one of those that had previously tightened the needle.
All right.
But it worked this morning.
Good. Let me check that.
Okay.
Has this been invalidated? Thank you. That is not clear.
No.
Have you ever failed to answer having this processes? Thank you.
Well.
No reaction. You can answer it if you like.
No, but I thought that I had failed to run them well.
All right. Have you ever failed to run a having this process well?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Thank you. Let me check that. Have you ever failed to run a having this process well? I still got a tick on that. Can you shed some more light on that? Can you tell me when and where?
It was with Mary. Mary.
Mary.
It was subjective. Mock up something, shove it into your body. She couldn't do it.
Oh, I see.
We tried it on a gradient scale.
Was this an overt?
Well, it was a failure.
It was a failure.
In the process of trying to do it, I was insisting that she did it.
I see.
It became, I came rather overbearing, I suppose. It was way back, about 7 years ago.
All right, okay. Anything else care to say about that?
Not especially.
No. All right. Let's check on this again. What was the first question? I wanted to know if you had...
The question we were just looking at now was something about invalidated process.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you have invalidated having this process. Thank you. That's clear.
Good.
All right. Okay. Let's try this just a few more times. Were you running that exact process at that time?
No, it was a subjective one. Mock up something you can have and shove it into your body. It was the failed one.
I see. That's failed. Mm-hmm. Were these cousins up till just a moment?
Well, they're both having this processes, but one is quite different from the other. I never really cared for subjective having this anyway.
All right. Good enough. Okay. Let's run a little more of this having this.
Right.
All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
There's a little baby chest in there I like to look up. I could have that.
All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
It's carpet.
Okay. Squeeze the cans, will you? Well, for some reason or other, that went wider. All right. Look around here and find something you can have.
The bedspread.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
That camera.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
The lamp.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
Well, I could have the expanse of the ceiling.
All right. Good enough. Squeeze the cans. All right. Now, that process is still tightening things and so forth, and I'm now going to shift gears to another process, okay?
Right. Yes.
All right. Here, the process I'm going to run on here is look around here and find something you could reach.
All right.
All right? Mm-hmm. Here's the first command. I don't mean invalidate that process and so forth, but it is still going through a cycle of tight and loosen.
Oh. Okay.
It's all right. It's all right. But nothing very catastrophic.
Mm.
I think this reach thing possibly do better. Reach. All right. I thought it kicked on it for a moment.
Oh.
All right. Anything you care to say to me there?
Yes, I'm sitting on something here.
What?
If that process I told you was the one Jan ran this morning, it'll be on the top of this morning's report. If I've made a mistake, it'll be some other having this process. That is, if she made a note of which process.
By George, I don't find that process here. Maybe yesterday's?
You know, I take very scant notice of what she does in session. So I may have been mistaken about this.
I don't see any notes on the havingness end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just take a shot in the dark here and we'll see what we've got.
Right.
We'll just take a shot in the dark. All right. Let me check something here for a moment. All right. Have I missed a withhold on you? There's a little bit of a throw there.
I thought of this being televised, this whole procedure.
All right. Thank you. Let me check that. Have I missed a withhold on you? Thank you. That's not clear yet.
Oh.
All right. Let me ask you again. Have I missed a withhold on you? Big Bing?
That was about Jan's auditing. I seem to be talking a great deal about it. But how would this be a withhold? Not since I sat down on this chair can I think of anything that you've missed.
All right. Okay, let me check that. Have I missed a withhold on you? All right, that is clean.
Good.
Thank you. Now let me run some of this reach process, all right?
Okay.
Look around here and find something you could reach.
That lamp.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The door to the bookcase.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The hook on the back of the door.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The light switch.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Pen in Fred's pocket.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Your type-in.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The receiver of the telephone.
All right. Look around here and find something you could reach.
This triangular block of wood.
All right.
That one, yes.
Look around here and find something you could reach.
Knob on the door. Drawer.
All right. Okay. Squeeze the cans, would you? All right, that's broadening. I'm going to give you two more of these commands and end this process. That's all right. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The lens and the camera.
Okay. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The glass pane in that door.
All right. One more test. Squeeze the cans. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, that's the end of that process.
Good.
All right. Now, quite interesting. We'll get your auditor to go into this Havimus proposition with you. I'm not going to at this particular time. That is sort of a broad shotgun process, but generally does these things. Because I'd say you needed quite a little bit of that.
Oh, yes.
I would like to see you get quite a little bit of that. Yes, right.
Good.
Okay. All right. Now, let's get over into this scramble here.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing some golds.
Yes, sir. For 3 days we've been doing golds.
All right. And have you been successful in...
We have a list. We've nulled about 35% of them.
Yeah, you seem to be coming along all right. Nothing seems to be upsetting this. Hmm?
No, the session is mostly auditing. Very little time is spent now in the beginning and in rudiments, which was the case in the beginning with auditing. We were spending a lot of time on rudiments and less time on auditing.
Hmm. That's peculiar.
Then we are these last few days, I mean...
Well, you mean you were before spending more time on Buddha?
Yes.
You're not now.
No. No, they're just whizzing through beautifully.
Oh, all right. All right, well, let me check up and just make sure with you, Jim, that we're not all fire-drilled on the subject of, has nobody ever done a line plot for you? Guess there was no need to. The only level you ever listed was apparently drive crazy.
Right.
And what was the question?
Who or what would drive something or someone crazy?
Who or what would drive something crazy? That is nice, tough one.
Well, we have a list of something nudging on 1,000 items.
By someone or something crazy. Right. Now, while you were running that, Jim, did you get a lot of somatics?
No.
You got no somatics?
I got two.
Two? What
distinct ones, and I've still got them.
Right.
One was a pain in the shoulder blade of the side.
Yeah.
And the other was twitching nose. Right at the end, it was like a rabbit. Like that rabbit we gave the kids.
Yeah.
His nose twitches, and it goes on twitching in the most unexpected moments.
All right. You have a lot of big cognitions or something of the sort on this?
Not big ones, but quite a lot of cognitions. It got realer to me. It seemed to me I went back to the very core of being, so that any departure from native state was the beginning condition of craziness.
Oh, I see.
And it was a progression on there.
All right. Well, that doesn't sound to me to be very violent. But you say you still got those somatics.
Mm-hmm. But they're not worrisome somatics.
Mm-hmm. You do with this gold, you find yourself distracted or anything?
Not by those, certainly not.
Your attention's very nicely on the subject of goals.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let me test the question. Who or what would want to drive something or someone crazy? You still got a rack on it.
Yes. Well, your question was a little different from the one that Jan was asking.
I've got who or what would want to drive someone or something crazy.
We didn't have the want in there when we were listing.
Just who or what would drive someone or something crazy.
Mm.
All right, let's see. I'll check that. Who or what would drive someone or something crazy? Who or what would drive someone or something crazy? This looks awfully quiet, but the needle gets very still. I'll tell you what we're going to do in your case. We're going to let you go right on with the goals assessment. We're not going to be upset about this.
Okay.
But if after what they complete 3GA, I'm writing here, but if after a complete 3GA, nose and shoulder somatics continue, do A, complete my listing on behalf of drive crazy. All right?
Mm, sure. The shoulder pain is, I'd be pleased to be rid of it, but it doesn't seriously interfere with anything.
All right. Well, I think it probably blew off. You seem to be getting along all right with the goals assessment. Everything seems
I'm very pleased so far.
All right. Is there anything you care to say before I wind this up?
Beyond thanking you very much now.
All right. Okay. Now, let me check just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have I missed a withhold on you? All right, thank you very much, that's clear.
Good.
Okay, put your hands down.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right, sir.
See you back, sir. Come on, Tom. There you go.
Thank you.
Pick up the can. Shove it a little closer there. Pick up the can. Okay. Now, let's take a look at where you're sitting here on the meter. Please attend. All right, that's pretty loose. Now, is that all right? right with you if I do a check over what you're doing here in Liston?
Sure.
All right. Now, we've had a prehab level here, convince. And you listed on that, and we left the listing complete, went to 3GA. How long did you list on that?
Oh, not very long, really. Maybe 3 sessions. One too long, about 3 sessions.
All right. And what happened during that listing?
I did experience some somatics, not very terrible ones in the ears.
In the ears?
Yeah, just it didn't last long. I had a jolt in the side. Eyes got a bit sticky. One eye, I had a slight somatic in the right eye.
Mm-hmm.
Just minor somatics, actually. These were new ones, as far as I was concerned. Now, I have a chronic head that I've had in since 56, since we ran solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of stayed with me.
Well, did that turn on while you were doing that?
Well, I've had it so long. I mean, it's kind of a cousin of mine now.
Yeah, but...
It varied a little bit. A little bit, but...
Did that line vary it?
A little bit. I think it did a little bit.
All right, let me find out what wording was being used on this. I just want to know mainly if it turned on something.
Well, they were. I got a jolt inside. These were new ones.
Yeah. Any of these still on?
No. I got the head. It's like I got a woolen hat on all the time. Yeah. Pressure.
Well, since when is that?
Oh, I've had that for all the years.
Oh. Yes, here we are. Who or what would want to convince? Now we're talking. Who or what would want to convince? All right, Tom. Let me say this one to you. Who or what would want to convince? Now, there's still a tick on this. They're still alive. But it's just a tick. But it's a little bit of a double tick, so do you mind if I ask you another question?
Yes, sure.
All right. Have I missed a withhold on you? Yes.
Well, I thought then when you looked at the goals list, this was contrary to your orders. We ran it. I wanted to see what it did. Those running those goals, when you looked at those lists just now, Carmen and I had abandoned it.
We what?
We'd ran those goals. They weren't touched here. This is something we did in LA.
Yeah.
And it was contrary to your orders, actually.
So that you ran them?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Thank you. Let me check that. All right. Have I missed a withhold on you? Seems to be clean.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right. Now, let me take one more look at this. Who or what would want to convince? Well, it's kind of latent. You see, now, here's what I'm trying to do, Tom. I'm trying to make up my mind whether or not you should continue this listing. You yourself will have to know how to do this. Whether you continue listing something that has been listed in the past, or whether you can go on to a current routine 3 process. See? I only want to know if this turns something on which hasn't been turned off.
No, I wouldn't say so.
No, I didn't put it right. You wouldn't say so.
Well, while you were talking earlier, I was looking at these things, and they were light somatics. They jolted me when they turned on. I wouldn't call them heavy, but they were there, and they turned on.
Well, is this quite new to you to get some kind of a somatic or sensation?
That type of somatic, the way it turned on and off, I would say yes.
Kind of new.
It was quick. It hit me and turned off.
All right.
See, when I get in anything, it usually is pretty heavy, and it usually stays with me, you know?
Yeah, all right.
But this was short, sharp, and sweet.
Well, now look here, Tom. You have listed... Well, there's maybe 150 of these. Now let's bring up something here. You obviously have done something here, and there has been a goal found,
yeah.
And obviously a terminal must have been found.
Well, we did. We found a goal and a terminal. We ran it. We had probably a present time situation. We ran the terminal. The goal was to be wanted. And the terminal...
What was the goal?
To be wanted.
Right.
And the terminal was a boy.
All right.
We couldn't knock it out, so we ran it.
All right. Okay, then you have listed prior to 3D crisscross.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Now, that's all we want to get to.
Now, that goal, when it was found, it rock slammed for about 3/4 of an hour, and it blew the meter apart. So we guess it was worth running.
But I just want to know now, that was, is it, it was on this list here someplace, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah, still blips in there.
All right. Do you remember the number?
No, I can't tell you.
Don't mind my looking for it here, do you?
No, not at all.
Can't find it on this list. Yeah. Everything has been nulled.
Well, it's... Well, we ran that goal.
Well, yeah, well, only thing I'm trying to find it on the list. Mm. That is the wording of it.
That's it.
To be wanted.
That's it.
All right. I'm going to check this door out, okay? What's your auditor doing right now with it?
We're not touching it, actually. I've just got those lists through them. And we're just completing goals list.
You're completing the goals list, yeah. But there was a goal found.
Yeah.
Was it found as a regular goal?
What do you call a regular goal?
Well, was it found and checked out and it stayed in? And
yeah, we couldn't knock it out. That's why we ran it. And it blew the meter apart. It was a terrific thing.
All right.
So we ran it.
Okay. All right.